Okay, we're at Lamed Tet, Amud Aleph. Today's stuff is Lamed Tet. We're in the middle at Yativ Rava. Okay, what I'll do is I'm going to do two dapim today. I'm going to just record them in two separate recordings to make it better for online. So I'm going to record Lamed Tet, then I'll record them, one after the other. Okay. Yativ Rava v'ka'amra mishmei d'shmua. Tchelet shekarach rubak shera. Okay, if you take the... Tchelet sometimes refers to the actual tchelet, and tchelet sometimes refers to the tzitzit themselves. Here it means the tzitzit that you took, that you basically did the windings of the tzitzit till almost, you know, you did the majority of it. If you notice the tzitzit, sorry I didn't bring it down this morning, but we have, they have the windings, and then there's the strings hanging down. Now, if you notice, generally, the strings are much longer that are hanging down than the windings. This is the opposite. This is what if you wound it for the majority of the string, and just a little bit was left. So he says that's okay. Amar le Rav Yosef. Okay, so again, we have the same thing we had yesterday, which was he said it in the name of Shmuel, and then came Rav Yosef and said, Rav Amar Rav lo Shmuel. Okay, what you said was said in the name of Rav, not Shmuel. Itmar Nami, it was also said, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Sheshet, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar Rav. Okay, meaning it was also said, and it was passed down in the name of Rav. Tchelet Shekarach Rubak Shera. Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Natan Matnehacha. Rav Chiya Bereid Rav Natan had a different way of saying it. And it's a different version of who said it. That it was Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshet, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Okay, I didn't pay attention. The details are Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshet, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav. Sounds like the same thing. Oh, I guess it's maybe the continuation, okay? The continuation is what's different. Tchelet shekarach rubak shera. Va'afilu lo karach ba'ela chulia achat kshera. If you only did one of the windings, okay, remember, the way it works is, the way ours look like, there's a knot, there's five knots, there's a knot at the top, then a winding, okay, right? That's where you take one string and you wrap it around all the others. Okay, looks like... It's like a spiral almost. Okay, you wrap them around. Okay, then there's how many wrappings? It's between, it starts with 7 and it goes down to 13. There's 4 windings, and in between each winding there's a knot. So you end up with 5 knots because you start with a knot and you end with a knot. And in between are the 4 windings. And then it goes from 7 and it goes up until 13. Okay, the 4 windings are different amounts each one. Here it's saying, what if you only did one chuliachat, one winding? It's still kshera. V'noye tchelet, but the best way to do the tzitzit is shlish gedil u'shne shlish anaf. 1/3 of the windings and 2/3 of the strings hanging down. V'kama shi'or chulia, okay, it's a bit of a debate what exactly this means, but we're going to see, 1 second, let's just read, and it's how much is the shi'or of the winding. Tanya Rebbe Omer, kedei shi'ichroch v'yishne v'yishalesh. Okay, so how many windings, it seems that it means to be how many times do you need to wrap the string around for each winding. So he says, you have to wrap it around once, then yishne means a second time, and v'yashlesh, a third time. Tana, and here's a bright about it, ha'pochet lo yifchot misheva. Here's where we get to a bit of a difference of opinion. You can't do any less than 7, v'mosif lo yosif al shlosh esre. Okay, the general assumption, although there are different interpretations, is what we mean here is how many times you wind it around. So even though a minute ago we said 3, all of a sudden now they jump to 7. Okay? Right, how'd you get to 7? So we're going to see it. Exactly. They're going to explain what it is. It's going to be an interesting one. So basically they say you have to do, and that's where we get, that it's the first one 7 and the last one is 13, because we do both, right, and in between also. Ha'pochel lo'ivchot misheva keneged shiv'a rikiim. Okay, the 7 firmaments in the skies, right, that go up to the heavens. V'hamosif lo yosif al shlosh esrei keneged shiv'a rikiim v'shisha avirin shebeinehem. If you take the 7 firmaments and then you have the 6 spaces in between each one, so that's going to count as 13. That's how you get to 13. Okay, it's an interesting interpretation. By the way, this connects with the idea that we didn't really talk about, but the tchelet, they say, reminds us of, right, the color of the tchelet reminds us of the sea, which reminds us of the heavens. And it all leads to the Kisei Kavod, okay, so which is up in the firmament. So that each one is, you know, it's supposed to remind you of the Yam, which reminds you of, I guess, the heavens, and then that reminds you of the Kisei Kavod. And that's what you're supposed to be thinking about when you see your tzitzit. So therefore, it makes sense that we're going to also have the numbers correspond to the heavens, because those are the thoughts that are supposed to be in your head.
Okay, add to that, the Tchelet comes from the Yam.
Right, the tchila comes from the yam also. Exactly. Okay, Tana. Keshu matchil, matchil belavan. Okay, when you start out, if you're going to have the tchila and the white, okay, there's a nice picture in the Koran.
I don't know where I am. You're starting out threads, strings have to be much longer. I mean, have to be very, very long to.
Yeah, so first of all, I don't know enough about stringing tzitzit. Here, I'm going to pass this around. But I believe that they only take one or two of the strings and use them for winding. So one string is much longer than all the others, and that's the one they use for the winding. So it's not
all of them.
Right, it's not all of them. Okay, so and if you have tchelet and lavan, then it's going to have to be two, right? The tchelet one and the lavan one. Okay, so now they say like this. You start with white. When you do the windings, here you're going to see there's different opinions about how you wind them. Do you wind one white, three blue, three tchelet, then a white, or one white? There's all different options about how exactly you wind it. But the point is that however you do it, you start with white and you end with white. Okay, we're going to see why. Shumatchil matchil b'levan, why? Because ha-kanaf, min kanaf. Right, it says, it starts with the kanaf, and only after that it says p'til tchelet. So the assumption is we start with the white, which is right, the kanaf is the corner of the beged, where assumption is your beged is white unless it's tchela, but generally it's white, which means that it's going to be whatever is like the kanaf, which means the white, is going to go first. This seems like a bit of a strange usage of ma'alim b'kodesh b'lo moridin. What does that mean? It means we always go up in Kedusha, we never go down in Kedusha. So the point is that since you started with, right, so it sounds weird, because the tchela should be more kadosh. But what it seems to be saying is once you started with the white and you gave it a place of prominence, we should then end with the white so we don't kind of demean the white after we kind of raise it to a nice level and then put it secondary. Rav and Rabba Bar Barchana have a yatve. Okay, they were sitting together. Have a kachalef aze lahu gavra. There was a guy walked by. Demichse glima dekula tchelta. Okay, and he was wearing a cloak that was all tchela. Viramile tchelta, and he put in tchela. The gadila migdal, and he wrapped the entire tchela around. He did the entire thing windings without leaving any string. So Rav and Rabba Bar Barchana were watching this. So Rav responded and said, "Yai glima, what a beautiful glima, nice cloak. Velo yai tchelta, but his tzitzit are not very good." Rabba Bar Barchana amar, "Yai glima v'yai tchelta." He says, "What a beautiful cloak and really nice tzitzit. It works." So, b'may kamiflige, what's the root of their machloket? Rabba Bar Barchana savar, "Ktiv gdil uktiv ptil." Sounds like a rhyme. It says gdil and it says ptil. Okay, where does it say gedil? By the way, we didn't see this pasuk. It's less familiar to you because we don't say it in Shema every day. Gedilim ta'aseh lechal arba kanfot sutcha asher techaseba. Right, you should make gedilim on the four corners of your beged that you cover yourself with. So, it says gedil in that pasuk. It says p'til in the pasukim in Shema, the p'til techelet. O gedil, o p'til. Remember, the gedil is the windings. The p'til is, we're going to assume here, is the string hanging down. So basically, it's either or. So if you wound the entire thing, it's still fine. That's what Rabbi Rochana holds. V'rav savar la'olam p'til b'ina. No, you have to have a p'til hanging out. Okay, by the way, p'til sounds like wicks. Some people interpret, right? It's like a wick hanging down. V'ayi g'dilim. Why does it say g'dilim then? Why do you have to use the word g'dilim if it's really the important, you know, it's important that it be p'til? Limin yanahu da'ata. The reason why it says g'dilim is to teach you how many strings you need. Gdil ishnaim. If you want to wrap, right, what is it? It's basically like a braid. The minimum you could have for a braid is two. You can kind of wind one around the other. Gdilim, and once it says it in plural, that's already arba'ah. And that's how we get that you have four strings that then become eight because you fold them over. Asay gdil, so how does he read this? Asay gdil upotlehu mitocho. Make a gdil, make a winding, and then potlehu, have the strings hang down from within those strings. Okay, it's a bit of a debate what exactly potlehu mitocho means. Rashi says it's coming to teach you that otochu chekarach bo yehemin haminyan. Okay, that's one. Rashi gives two interpretations. He says that you might have thought take your four strings which turn into eight when you fold them in half. You string them through, and then take another chut and wind it around. So, p'til is coming to teach you potleu mitocho, take one of those strings and use it for the winding. That's what we also get. It's really one string. And the second Lashon of Rashi says, Upotle mitocho, tnei p'til anaf lamata, that you should have it hanging down below. Amr Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Shmuel says in the name of Levi, Chutei tsemer potrim b'shel pishtan. Generally, now we have to get into the logistics here. Tchelet, okay, is not just the color, dye, but it tchelet really means a woolen dyed fabric, okay, which, you know, here we mean is strings. So the assumption is that your beged, the whole thing about shatnez that comes in when it says near the pasuk of Dilim Taselcha, it says about shatnez, right? Lo tova shatnez tsemer upishtin yachdav. You shouldn't wear tsemer, wool and linen together. Dilim Taselcha labrach hafoktzut chasher chaseva. The assumption is that therefore tzitzit are allowed to be shatnez because of the juxtaposition of the two, that the mitzvah of tzitzit overrides the shatnez. So from that, what do we learn? What's the shatnez? Well, the assumption is, since the tchelet, you need tchelet, and tchelet is wool, it must be that the beged was linen. Okay, so there's an assumption the beged was linen and the strings were wool. So now they want to know, so now they say chutei tzemer, so if you put chutei tzemer, potrim b'shel pishtan, in other words, it allows you in a beged of linen, what I just said. If you have strings that are wool, and you put them in a beged that's linen, that's fine. Ibayalahu, but now they ask a question, shel pishtan, what if your beged was pishtan and you wanted to put strings that were made of linen? Maushi yiftiru b'shel tzemer. Tzemer b'shel, do we say, tzemer b'shel pishtin hu depatar, dekevan dechele patra, lavan nami patar. Since, okay, if you have, my mistake. Let me just clarify what this is. Chutei tzemer. Potrim b'shel pishtan. Right, what they're saying here is also that chutei tzemer, potrim b'shel pishtan is even if it's white. In other words, not only if it's the tchelet, but even white would also be poter. Okay, now normally we're assuming the tchelet is the one that's wool, but if you had white strings that were wool, that would also be fine. I just want to check one thing. Right, so now they want to understand about Shmuel, is he saying that if you had chutim of pishtam, would they work in a beged of tzemer? So now, one second. Right, do we say tzemer b'shel pishtin hu depatar, dechevan dechelet patra, lavan nami patra? This is what they want to know. They want to know about the lavan. In other words, since they say that chutei tzemer,
You're fulfilling the mitzvah with the tchelet, so therefore could you possibly...
No, let's say you didn't have tchelet and you just had lavan, and you wanted to put lavan that was wool into your tzitzit, okay? So do we say... Semer b'shel pishtan hu de patar, de kevan de chelet patra, lavan nami patar. And as once we say tchelet is poter, lavan would also be. Aval pishtin b'tsemer lo. But if we wanted to put chute pishtin in a beged, if we wanted to put linen in a beged of tsemer, that wouldn't work. O dilma, right, so it was my original question. Sorry, I got confused here. But they're saying, okay, so it goes like this. Sorry, let's start again. Chute tsemer putrim b'shel pishtan. He says white to tchelet tzemer in a beged of linen would be fine. Therefore, also white tzemer in a beged of lavan would be fine. Then they ask, what if you had, right, pishtim maushif teru b'shel tzemer? Could you have strings of pishtan in a beged of tzemer? It's exactly what I thought originally, right? The opposite, okay, the flip. So do we say tzemer b'shel pishtin hu depatar? It only works in one direction. We allow... Chutei tzemer in pishtam, why? Dekevan dechelet patra, lavan nami patar. And as we could say, since the tchelet strings are okay, therefore white strings will also be okay of tzemer. Aval pishtim b'tzemer lo, but the reverse, the inverse sort of, right, where we have the strings being the linen and the beged being tzemer, which is not the typical, that wouldn't work. O dilma, or do we say, kevan dechtiv lo tobas shatnez, tzemer pishtim yachdav, dilim ta'selecha, where we have the juxtaposition of the two psukim, we would say, and there, what does it say? Tzemer u'pishtin yachdav. It doesn't specify which one in which one. Lo shnat semer b'pishtim v'lo shnat pishtim b'tsemer. So that's the question. Tashma, let's answer it from here. De amar rachava amar av Yehuda, we have this statement, which from here we're going to learn it. Chutei tsemer potrim b'shal pishtan, b'shal pishtan potrim b'shal tsemer. There you see, each one, right, is good in the other one, meaning you can, it does go both ways. Chutei tsemer u'pishtin potrim b'chol makom. Now we're going to get in, since we quoted this statement of his, we're going to quote the end of it, and from there we're going to get off on a bit of a tangent, which is that if you put chutim that are both tsemer and wool, I'm sorry, wool and pishtan and linen together into, right, a beged, afilu b'shirayin, even if it's a silk beged, and you strung through tsemer and pishtin, forget about tsemer into pishtin, pishtin into tsemer, now we're talking about two chutim. What is tsemer? What is pishtan? And we put them into a beged that's made of silk. Would that work? So what does he say there? Potrin, right, afilu b'shirayin. In other words, that works even in a silk document, a silk beged. Okay? Now they're going to talk about this. Upliga de Rav Nachman. This statement of his disagrees with what Rav Nachman says. To Amar Rav Nachman, hashirayim p'turim min atzitzit. He says silk is patur from tzitzit. If you're wearing a silk beged, you're not even chayiv in tzitzit. If you're not chayiv in tzitzit, well then you can't have sha'nes, because you can only have sha'nes when you're actually yotzei your chiyuv midoraita. So first we're going to have a question on this source, the hashirayim, or the Rav Nachman says hashirayim p'turim min atzitzit. Eitibe Rava la Rav Nachman. Rava says, wait a minute, how could you say Shirayim v'turim in that tzitzit? It says here, Hashirayim, v'hakalach, v'hasrikin, those are all different types of silks. Kulan chayavim b'tzitzit midrabanan. I'm sorry, kulam chayavim b'tzitzit. They're all chayavim b'tzitzit. How could you say? They're p'turim in that tzitzit. So Rav Nachman answers, midrabanan. He says, they're only chayavim b'tzitzit. In other words, midoraita, they're not chayavim b'tzitzit. Only midrabanan. Now, if they're only chayav midrabanan, you can't have shatnez either, okay? Ihachi, if you're going to say it's only midrabanan, ema seifa. Look at the end of that braita. It doesn't make sense. It says there, v'kulan tsemer u'pishtin potrim bahem. It says, and in all of these, all the silks, tsemer u'pishtin are putter, meaning you can have shatnez in them. So obviously we're going to ask, if it's only midrabanan that you're chayav in tzitzit, how could you possibly have shatnez? If it's a chiyuv midoraita, hainu mishtara b'hu kilayim. That's why kilayim are mutari. Ela iamar to rabbanan, hechi mishtara b'hu kilayim. Right? How could you possibly permit kilayim? So what does he answer? When it says at the end of that braita, uvekulan tsemer upishtin potrim bahem, it should say, ema, o tsemer o pishtin. In other words, if you have a document that, I don't know why I keep saying document. If you have a beged that is made of silk, you put either a chud of tzemer or a chud of pishtim, but you can't put both of them together. That's how he reads it. Hachinami mishtabra, another further proof for this is, tekatani seifa, hein b'minan potrin, okay, them in their own mean are poter, shelo b'minan ein potrin. So what does this mean? Iyamar bishlama d'rabbanan, hainu d'miftiru b'minan. That's if you say, that's, what does it mean b'minan potrin? That means if you have a silk beged, then you're going to have to put in, that's biminan, with its own mean, meaning if you put a string that was silk inside, that would work. Okay? But shelo biminan, but if it's not the right type, it's not the same type of string, ain't putri. So if you say it's only derabanan, hainu demifteru biminan, then it makes sense. If it's only chiyuv derabanan, so we say the strings are made of, should be made of silk. Ela iamarta oraita, semer ufishtinu depater. That's, if it's mida oraita, you need to have tsemer and fishtin in a beged mida oraita. So now they say no, because imishum ha, and as the assumption is that the classic chiyuv of tzitzit is to have it made of tsemer and fishtin. So how could you say it's chayav mida oraita, but you can be yotze if you put a string of shirayim and not, right, you have a beged of shirayim, a silk beged, you put a string of silk, not tsemer and pishtin. Isn't the mitzvah midoraita to have it made of tsemer and pishtin? So they say no. That's not any proof that it's only derabanan, because imishum halo iria. That's not a proof. Kid derava, because you could explain it like rava. Derava rami k'tiv. He says rava said there's a contradiction between two pesukim. Hakanaf min kanaf. On the one hand, it says it's supposed to be hakanaf, and how do we darshan hakanaf? Min kanaf. That the tzitziot are supposed to be made from the same type of material as the beged itself.
Uktiv, Samer Upishtim. But it also says in the previous pasuk, Samer Upishtim, which they assume is teaching you also about tzitzit. Haketzah, so how does this work? Samer Upishtim potrim bein b'minam bein shelo b'minam. Shar minim b'minam potrim shelo b'minam ein potrim. Samer Upishtim can work in any kind of beged, whether it's Samer Upishtim or whether it's something else. They can make a good tzitzit. But the shar minim potrim only, in other words, if you have a string of silk, you can't put that in a beged of tzemer upishtin, but you can put it in a silk beged. That's what min kanaf means. Min kanaf means if you have a beged that's made of some other material, and you put a string of that material, that will work. But it won't work if you put a string of that material into some other beged. Okay, that's how we resolve the contradiction. And that's how he explains the previous sugya, the even mida oraita, you can be yotzei shirayim with a string of shirayim. As they tried to say, if you're yotzei tzitzit, a string of shirayim can't possibly be a tzoraita, because tzoraita you need tzemer pishin. Now we learn that no, you need tzemer pishin if it in their own beged, and if it's some other beged, that works. But you could potentially be yotzei by putting a string of that same material because of the word hakanaf or the drasham min kanaf, that it can be of the same material to be yotzei tzitzit. Yeah.
If they're not talking about the beged and they're only talking about the strings and they say tzemer or pishtim, but we also learn that they all agree they can be tzemer or pishtim. And it can't be, so if you have a beged that is silk and you put tzemer, you can either do either or, not and.
So it depends who you are, it depends what you hold. Some people say you can do both. And some people say that was the machloket. O tzemer o fishin, or is it both? That was the machloket. Okay? No put you, okay. So Rav Nachman, who said that shirayin or p'turim minat tzitzit, Kidetana de Rabbi Ishmael. He relies on this Tana of de Rabbi Ishmael. The Tana is de Rabbi Ishmael. Ho il v'nemru begadim b'torah stam. Upere lecha katu be'echa mehem. Tzemer ufishin. Okay, where is this? This is in Nigaim. Okay? Beged ki yihyebo negatzara. Notice it starts with the word beged. General, right? A klal. Remember the klal uprat? And then it says, bebeged tzemer o bebeged pishtin. And it gives a prat. So generally, what do we say? Right? Therefore, af called semru pishtin. That's called the klal uprat. We then learn that everything's like the prat, meaning that anytime it says beged, we're now going to learn to other cases, wherever it says beged, it means semru pishtin. So when it talks about on the beged, and the tzitzit, that's how we get that it means semru pishtin. Okay, and therefore he thinks that if it's not semru pishtin, it's not chayav but tzitzit. Amar Abaye, v'hai tanet be'er b'Yishmael, believe it or not, there's a machloka between two Tanaim from the house of Rabbi Ishmael about this. One held like we just said. The other one said, the Tana of Rabbi Ishmael, beged ein li ela beged tzemer. Minayin l'rabot tzemer gmalim, b'tzemer arnavim, v'notzash alizim, v'akalach v'asrikim, v'ashirayim minayin. Tzemer sounds like only tzemer. How do we know that all these other types of wool, different strands of wool, or different silks or other materials are going to be chayav, amar lo, o beged. Okay, where he then includes from, now notice that pasuk, it said, v'abeged ki yevo negat zarat, bebeged semer, o bebeged pishtin. Why did it say o bebeged pishtin? Could have said bebeged semer, u bebeged pishtin. The fact that it says o bebeged comes to include, and to say basically, we can include all sorts of other materials, not just the tzemer. And that's where, and there's the machloket between the machloket we saw before, between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda, is based on, it was Rav Yehuda, right? Yeah. Is based on this machloket between two Tanaim, Debei Rabbi Ishmael.